We would soon settle this important point. The Nautilus traveled swiftly. Soon we had cleared the Antarctic Circle, plus the promontory of Cape Horn. We were abreast of the tip of South America by March 31 at 7 o'clock in the evening. By then all our past sufferings were forgotten. The memory of that imprisonment under the ice faded from our minds. We had thoughts only of the future. Captain Nemo no longer appeared, neither in the lounge nor on the platform. The positions reported each day on the world map were put there by the chief officer, and they enabled me to determine the Nautilus's exact heading. Now then, that evening, it became obvious, much to my satisfaction, that we were returning north by the Atlantic route. I shared the results of my observations with the Canadian and Conseil.
"That's good news," the Canadian replied. "But where's the Nautilus going?"
"I'm unable to say, Ned."
"After the South Pole? Does our captain want to tackle the North Pole, then go back to the Pacific by the notorious Northwest Passage?"
"I wouldn't double dare him," Conseil replied.
"Oh, well," the Canadian said, "we'll give him the slip long before then."
"In any event," Conseil added, "he's a superman, that Captain Nemo, and we'll never regret having known him."
"Especially once we've left him," Ned Land shot back.
The next day, April 1, when the Nautilus rose to the surface of the waves a few minutes before noon, we raised land to the west. It was Tierra del Fuego, the Land of Fire, a name given it by early navigators after they saw numerous curls of smoke rising from the natives' huts. This Land of Fire forms a huge cluster of islands over 30 leagues long and 80 leagues wide, extending between latitudes 53 degrees and 56 degrees south, and between longitude 67 degrees 50 minutes and 77 degrees 15 minutes west.